found on page 649 of the Old Testament section of the Old Pew Bible. The oracle concerning Duma. One is calling to me from Seir. Sentinel, what of the night? Sentinel, what of the night? The sentinel says, morning comes, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire. Come back again.
Yesterday, Union Church hosted a China Summit sponsored by Asian Outreach. And friends, I wish you could have been there. It was amazing in terms of inspiration and in terms of content. Francis, thank you for assembling that. I was at a dinner party last night, and I've been here about 20 months, but I was a China authority. I was spouting all sorts of information that I learned all day. But fortunately today, we really do have a China authority with us. Dr. David Wang, it is a privilege and a pleasure to welcome you to the pulpit. You can read about him in the newsletter, but I would rather, instead of taking a long introduction, allow you to share Jesus with the congregation at Union.
Thank
welcome.
You, Pastor. Thank you. I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you, Church, for being so gracious, not only in providing the space, but the hospitality and the food and the service from the team. It was just amazing. Now, to thank Union Church, I have brought back a Thanksgiving offering. Still Red is a good book. It's a very good book. As a matter of fact, it's an excellent book. Why? Because I wrote it. and because my picture. No. It has been cited all over the world as the best reportage of the Christian church in China of the last generation. Three Christians, three prisoners, three patriarchs. All three of them are co-workers of Asian Outreach. One represented the Christian church of the 60s and 70s. One represented the church of the 80s and 90s. One represented the church of the 90s and now, in regardless of whatever situation. Those Christians are still burning red for Jesus. Still red. As you read this book, not only you will know about our history, it will also give you the assurance that indeed the Chinese church will bring the gospel back to Jerusalem, even in our time. Now, regularly, these books are selling for $25 US. But today, for the poor and suffocate and persecuted Christians of Union Church, it goes for only $100 Hong Kong. Now, don't think about yourself buying a book. Think about yourself buying an investment. Hong Kong, we now have returned back to China. I'm now a Hong Kong citizen, a China citizen, and I still go to China on a month-to-month basis. And when I'm in China, I do all sorts of the wildest things. What happens if I get busted in China? What happens if they put me into a prison inside China? What happens if I died in a prison cell somewhere in China? Then the value of this book goes. For today, every steel red that you purchase, you're placing two Bibles into the victim families of Sichuan earthquake. So buy your copies and buy a copy as a Christmas gift for someone. Isaiah 21. It was a fascinating dialogue, very short. It was a voice. It was an oracle It was a prophecy, oracle prophecy about Duma. Duma is a big, big country. And then there was this voice crying out for Sia, desert, far away places. Yet the voice was desperate. Yet the voice was rather concerned. Yet the voice actually repeated itself. Watchman, watchman, sentinel, sentinel, the one who is standing on a high tower, what do you see? How dark is the night? Watchman, watchman, how dark is the night? For more than 40-some years, living in Hong Kong, ministering in Asian outreach, and oftentimes trying our very best to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ back into China. 40-some years. Of course, there were voices crying out from faraway places. Watchmen, watchmen, you are living in Hong Kong. You look into China. How dark is the night? How is the persecution of the church in China? Are pastors still being arrested? Are Bibles still being destroyed? How dark is the night? And this watchman, honestly, honestly, he has to reply, as the word says, the night, sometimes it was very dark, very, very dark. For instance, 1957, the year I escaped from Shanghai to Hong Kong, in that summer, my pastor in Shanghai, Little Flock, Watchman Nee, Sunday morning, inside a church, in front of his wife, in front of his two daughters, my pastor, Pastor Lee, he was clubbed to death inside the church. The night, it was dark. Or for that matter, 1967, when Mao Zedong, Cultural Revolution, he was no longer a mere chairman of China. He was deified as a savior of all mankind. His little red book, that became the only Bible of China. Red guards, they ran amok. They came to our home and they ransacked our house, and in my grandmother's bedroom, they found a Bible. This size, a small Bible. And for that matter, my grandmother was paraded on the streets of Shanghai, mass criticized, kicked, beaten, spat upon. When she was sent home, 2 days later, she died. For a Bible this size. The night was very dark. But then, as the voice comes back, and the voice said, "But sentinel, sentinel, what is the night now?" And this sentinel, this honest watchman, he have to say, but, according to the Bible, but, the morning comes. The morning comes. You look at the history of the church. Thousands of years. So often, it was in the darkest moment of the night, the morning. And now, I have to report to you, a new day is dawning in China. The sun is rising in China. A new morn has come to China. As I look at a church in China, I see four major changes that are happening to the church in China. For the last 40-some years, yes, there was an explosion. There was a mushrooming of the Church of Jesus Christ in China, the house church, particularly the house church in rural China, in the backwaters, in the faraway frontiers, in the distant lands. And even, this is Economist, October 4th. I mean, Economist, it's not Time. It's not even Newsweek. At least Time and Newsweek, they have a large evangelical readership. But Economist, British, godless, Darwinistic intelligentsia, highbrow economist, October issue. There's an article inside talking about the church, Sons of Heaven. Sons of, we Chinese, we pride ourselves, sons and daughters of heaven. Economist now reports there are now more sons and daughters of heaven inside China than in any other countries in the world. Economist. It says perhaps now it's safe to estimate that 10% of China's population are now born again, sons and daughters of heaven. 10%. 130 million and more. And the economist concludes, you want to know about the future of China? Look at its Christians. Yes, it was in the rural areas. Yes, it was in the backwaters. Yes, it was amongst the peasantry. Yes, it was with the illiterate. Yes, it was with the powerless. Why? Why in the distant frontiers? Why in the backwaters? Why with the peasantry? Why with the powerless? You, the Westerners. That's right, you. For hundreds of years and more, you, the Western Church, you send your best. You send your finest young man. You send your finest young woman. And they came to China. And they all modeled themselves after Hudson Taylor. China Inland Missions. Instead of settling themselves in the safety and security of the cities, no, they ventured. They volunteered. They volunteered to go to the farthest. They volunteered to go to the most distant. They volunteered to go to the hardest. They go to the worst. They go to the poorest. And there, in the frontiers, in the deserts, in the backwaters, the missionaries, they labored. They sweated. They bled. They teared. They died. There was a time, one out of every four missionaries died in the distant land of China. But they scattered. They scattered the seeds of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then the communists came. And missionaries, they were kicked out from China. 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Somehow, the seeds that these Western missionaries, they scattered into the backwaters of China. Those seeds, they didn't die. Somehow, those seeds, after all these decades and decades, they germinated. And according to the word of God, they took roots downward and they became to blossom and they began to bear fruits upward according to the word of God. 30-folds, 60-folds, and even 100-folds, 10%. But then, they are in the backwaters. But then, now, the Bible. Again, the Bible. The Bible says God, in His sovereignty, He choose. That's God. He choose to work with the foolish. 1 Corinthians. He chose, that's what the Bible says. He chose to work with the powerless. He chose with the poor. He chose to work with the non-nobled. That's what the Bible says. And now that church of the peasantry, of the illiterate, is now exploding and is now engulfing into the major cities of Shanghai and of Beijing and of Guangzhou and of Chongqing and of Christianity today. May 2008, just 5 months ago, the cover article, if you can read it, a Chinese, it talks about the church in China, and you use the word a great leap forward. It talks about a church in China leaping from the rural, now landing into the city. It's not the doctors, it's not the teachers, it's not a here we are. Would you please, professor? This is a professor from China, professor of medicine, orthopedic surgeon. He is now a church leader in China. Thank you. Christianity Today interviewed him and said, this is phenomenal. 2 months after he became Christian, before he even finished reading the book of Genesis, he was preaching out of the whole Bible to a congregation of over 100 people. All professors, all doctors, all nurses, all lawyers, all Communist Party officials. 12 pages of this article in China, talking about church in China. 12 pages, a great leap forward. It says in China, the urban Christians are bringing new life to surprising places. It says, China is changing, and so is its church. How the new urban believers are shaping the old society of China in many untold new ways. Finally, the article says, this new church in China is changing the new China into a better China. Praise God. A better China. Second change that I see that is happening to the church in China. Used to be, the church was a persecuted church. But now I'm actually seeing that persecuted church is actually becoming a popular church. 3 years ago, I was in Shanghai, in airport Shanghai, and I was flying back to Hong Kong from Shanghai. And there was news. There was the news of a storm coming. And I was flying China Airline, CAAC. Oh, by the way, CAAC stands for China Airline Always Cancelled. Just the news of a storm coming. And I knew I would be cancelled. So I went around the airport, I pick up all the newspapers, loose newspaper. I find myself a whole stack of newspapers, a little corner seat, I just sat there, I know I have to wait. So I was reading all this newspaper and went up, and I came to this one and only English newspaper of China, one and only. It's called China Daily, right? One and only English newspaper. Oh, by the way, although it's one and only, it is the world's largest circulating English newspaper. Every day, 80 million copies. That's how powerful, influential. 80 million copies. Here I was reading this China Daily. Front page headline news. 10 must read. Oh, 10 must read. I must read it. So I read it. Well, he was talking about the young people, high school graduates and university students of China. Beijing government discovered that high school graduates and university students of China, they were wasting their summer holidays away. How are they wasting their summer holidays away? They were surfing on the nets and they were playing their stupid computer games. You do that too? Yeah. Shame on you. we see some don't. So the government of central Beijing gather all these important opinion shapers, you know, celebrities and stars, Yao Ming, Liu Qiang. They get all these top influencers of China, and they met in Shanghai for 4 days. And this is what they recommend. They recommend to the high school graduates and the university students of China, according to the Beijing government decree, don't waste your summer holidays away. Read to build a country up. Read to build China up. Read to build yourself up. And these are the 10 must read. And these are the 10 most important books in the world. And these are the 10 best books in the world. And number one, the Holy Bible. Number one. The Holy Bible. Where are you from? You tried that in US of A. You tried that. Ask George Bush to give you a decree. You can't do that anywhere in the world, but China government now recognizes the best read. Watchman, how dark is the night? And the watchman said, come back. How bright is the day? The third change that I'm noticing that is happening to the church in China used to be a hiding church. Oh, we have to. For 40, 50 years, I mean, we were bombarded and we were onslaughted with murder, with labor camps, with imprisonments, Wang Mingdao, 27 years of solitary confinement. Watchman Nee, he was killed in a prison in Shanghai. We met in the middle of the night, in barns, in forests, for baptismal service. I have participated in the middle of the winter, middle of the night. We'll go out into the mountains, we'll crack the ice of a river, and quickly we'll baptize 40, 50, and then we all have to scatter. It was a hiding church. But now, China's church has become a shining church. What happened? May 12, 2008, 2:28 in the afternoon, the earth shook. Sichuan province, the most populous province of China, was rocked to its core. That earthquake, in its first 30 seconds, 63,000 people were killed. 30 seconds, 15 million people became homeless. And with the aftermath, within one day, 86,000 people killed. 30 million people became homeless. And the Minister of Rescue and Relief, Director General Wang, from Beijing, within hours, his plane landed in the center of the earthquake. And he saw the pictures. He saw the satellite pictures. He saw the aerial pictures. And this Director General Wang, he didn't call it a disaster. He didn't call it a catastrophe. Director General Wang Zhenyao actually called it an apocalyptic, the end of the world. This was an end time apocalypse. And he went on CNN, remember? And for the first time in the history of modern China, a minister of China appealed to the world, please, this is an apocalyptic situation. please come and help China. This is unheard of. I mean, the week before, Burma had this cyclone, remember? And the communist regime actually clamped down on the country, closed up the country. Here was the Minister of Rescue and Relief of China appealing to the world, come and help us. And then he'd open up to the media. Actually, he talked to the media, go to the frontiers, go into the center, go to the epic, go and take pictures, send it back, satellite back to your countries. Let the world see. Unheard of. And then this minister, with tears, he went on CCTV, China's own television, and he appealed to the people of China, come and save your brothers. People of China cry. He said, come and save your sisters. And the people, no. The official Three South Church in China was banned by Beijing. The Three South Church was not allowed to participate in the rescue and the relief. And the people, the urban house church, they came. They came by the thousands. Within hours, Professor Dr. Wang, he was from Wuhan, he went to Chengdu. Within hours, many, many of these leaders with their congregations of doctors, of nurses, of engineers, of builders, they came by plane, they came by train, they came in their little Civic, they came in their little car, and the Minister Wang, he said, your people, pointed at me, your people, with a cross painted into their little tiny cars, and they went to where People's Liberation Army dare not tread. They came, thousands, and they were with their bare hands pulling out the bodies from the rebels. And they fed the hungry, and they gave the water to the thirsty, and they spoke words of comfort to the dying, and they healed the wounded. They were welcomed. They were welcomed by the People's Liberation Army. They were welcomed by the Red Cross. They were welcomed, even by the minister himself. He said, I saw your flags. I said, I don't have a flag. Yes, you do. These leaders of China, they hijack our name. Action Love. That's Asian outrage in China. Action Love. But then, Bruce, these people you saw, they make flags, huge flags. They raise up the flags. China Christians in Actions of Love. With the big cross of Jesus. And they make t-shirts, China Christians in Actions of Love. And they were in their thousands. And they went to the worst of the worst situation. And the minister, he said to me, he said, you church people, you are so silly. Some of you even painted with your own felt pen at the back of their t-shirts, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. 47 days after the earthquake, I saw the minister. The world was asking, why was such a high-ranking Beijing official risking his head, risking his life to open up this earthquake? Well, he has his PhD. From the School of Kennedy of Governance. So he studied in America, Harvard. But he told me one time, he said, Dr. Wong, do you know what I minor when I was studying in America? Of course I major in governance. I said, no, what did you minor in? Theology. Theology. He hugged me. First thing we saw in Beijing He hugged me and he said, "You Christians shine." Maybe, maybe it takes the darkest night. Maybe it does take the darkest night to make Christians shine. The number four change that I'm seeing in this new day of Christianity in China, I see the church in China. There used to be a receiving church. I mean, for the longest time, I mean, we were the magnet of attracting all the missionary activities of the world. We were the receiving church. But now I'm noticing that receiving church is learning to become a returning church. 17, 18 years ago, we bought a mountain in Henan. We bought the mountain because of its abandoned caves, mining caves. We bought this mountain because that was the only safe place. That could be the only safe place to train the leaders of the house church movement in China, in the caves, miles, miles down, deep, deep into the center of the earth. Here I was inside the cave, inside, deep, deep, deep. For 3 days and three nights, I was teaching, I was preaching. I was, together with 100 and more, these house church leaders, cooped up in these mining caves, teaching, preaching, teaching, preaching, teaching, preaching. Only after 3 days, totally exhausted, some of the younger leaders brought me back into the daylight. Now, have you ever seen an Oriental disoriented? That was me, pretty messy, totally devastated. All I wanted was to get back to Hong Kong. All I wanted was to see I wanted to see one face and my wife. I just wanted to see my wife. But then these leaders who brought me back into the light, they were non-stop talking to me. They said, "We know Asian outreaches are all over Asia. And we want to talk to you about cooperation with Asian outreach." Coop? I look at this young leader, 17, 18 years ago, all right? From the city of Wenzhou. They were unkempt. They were shabby. They were smallish. And you want to talk about cooperation with me? All right, okay. I broadcast the gospel to you, and you listen well, boys. Now, that is good cooperation. Now, I send you the Bibles, all right? I send you the Bibles, and you study the Word of God, boys. Now, that would be good cooperation. That was all I was... No. They say Asian outreach is all over Asia. Would you provide spiritual covering for our international teams? I heard a word, but I didn't catch. I said, "What? Our international teams, you know. I said, "What?" They said, "We have 5 international teams now in Asia. One has gone to northern Burma. One has gone to northern Vietnam. One has gone to Uzbekistan." I said, "Where?" They said, Uzbekistan, you know. I didn't know. They said, "One has gone to Kazakhstan. I said, Where? They said, Kazakhstan, you know. I don't know. The only Tans I know are Mr. and Mrs. Tan from Singapore. Those are the 4 out states of the former USS of Aro. You know, 100% communist, 100% Muslim, and they have teams. They have gone there. Oh, we have one team that has gone to Outer Mongolia. Can you provide?" I said, wait. "You have no passports." "No, we have no passports." I said, then "you have no visas." "No, we have no visas." Then I said, "But you have no support system." You know, support system? That is a kinder way of saying you have no money. Support system, right? "You have no support system." They said, "No, we have no support system." I became angry. I was angry. I shouted at this young leader, "Then what do you have? Let me use some. What do you have?" And they were startled. They back off. But then they came back. and this time with tears, and crying out loud, howling. And they say, Wang Lao Si, Wang Lao Si, Teacher Wang, Teacher Wang, burn me your feet, crying. 我没有脚啊, but we have feet. We have feet. And what does the Bible say? What does the Word of God say? Oh, the Bible says, how beautiful are the colors of the American passports. No, the Bible didn't say that. Oh, the Bible says, how beautiful are the colors of the Euro dollars. No, the Bible didn't say that. The Bible, it says, how beautiful are the feet of those who will carry my glad tidings of peace. The Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those that will bring my gospel of salvation, literally. They will go as far as transportations will take them. And from Tibet, they walk into Uzbekistan. And from Xinjiang, they walk into Kazakhstan. And from Yunnan, they walk into northern Burma. And across the Gobi Desert, they walk into Outer Mongolia. But we have. Union Church, the oldest church in Hong Kong. Look out, the Chinese are coming.